Good morning, it's Brother Marlon. And another beautiful Monday morning. Praise the Lord for His goodness, for His mercy endures forever. Sometimes, I wonder, how does God's mercy endure forever? He must be an extremely merciful, extremely loving God. You look at the world as it waxes worse and worse, and how things are degrading, deteriorating in a rapid way. Or here in America, and has deteriorated very far in other countries, where especially the Muslims are, where the Christians are being persecuted for their faith. And sometimes you wonder, how can God be so long suffering? Even in my own personal life, sometimes it seems like I can't get ahead of it. Seems like I'm always making mistakes, and I'm not learning the things that I would want to be learning. I'm not learning what God is going to teach me, keeping impatient, keeping certainly upset. Sometimes I shouldn't be. It's like, how can God even still love me? But one thing that I pondered already, and it says, our life is but a vapor. You put up a timeline on a board. Beginning of time, which by the way is not a couple million years ago like the evolutionists try to tell you. It's only a couple thousand years ago. 6,000 years, 6,000 years ago. You put a dot at the beginning and go to now, your life in that span is very short. The Psalms speak that our life is but a vapor. In Matthew, Jesus said these words, is that he's talking about the rich man, how he grows up and he prospers, but he's like the grass when the sun comes out and he withers. And you just really stop and think about that. Our life is, we get busy in this world and we have these things to do, we have this to do, we have these problems, we have this, and we're all spinning all over the place trying to figure out all our problems, trying to figure out, you get each round. But in God's eyes, our life are but it's just a short time. And here's a verse two verses I want to bring out about that. Second Peter 2:3-8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. If you really stop and think about it, none of us will be a thousand years old. But according to that verse, to God, a thousand years is one day. And to us, one day is very short. So that means a thousand years to God is very short. And when you put yourself in that perspective, realizing 1,000 years is but one day to God. And at the most, one of us might live 100 to 100 years old. Just recently here, an old man, 102-year-old, died. My neighbor. So, if you stop in comparison, most of us probably lived about 7 years old. We are but one breath. 70 years and 1,000 years is just a couple minutes of a day. And when you stop and look at that in that direction, you realize how insignificant your life really is. And it really makes the salvation of God, it makes the salvation of what Jesus has done, it makes the things that, the way that Jesus has, or God has made a way for us to get to heaven, it makes it worth all so much more. Because we are but a breath to God. We live to be about 7 years. If you live to be 7 years old, you are but a breath for God. Another verse, Psalms 90, verse 4. For 1,000 years in His sight, in thy sight, in God's sight, are but as yesterday when it is past, and as they watch. And I guess my main emphasis, yes, the world is deteriorating, your time is getting worse, and you wonder how God can you have a long suffering, how can you be see she'd help seeing me. But then when you stop and realize, oh, 1,000 years is literally like one day. It's not hard to be patient for one day. And if you stop and look at your own life and what Jesus, the vision that Jesus has made, that God has made through Jesus for our souls, and realize He did it for us, these creatures who are but a breath. At the most, we might grow to be 100 years old. That's only in 1,000 years. That's only a tenth. That's only a couple minutes. If you live to be 70 years old, it cuts down to even less. God still loves us, and God has made a way for us. And that's important. Remember that next time you're frustrated, you're having a bad day, just remember that it is just like with a vapor. Time is moving. It's moving very fast. One day it doesn't take long. But to God, that one day is nothing compared to 1,000 years. So God bless you and have a wonderful day. Continue to seek the Lord with your whole heart.